Welcome to Careers in Care, a Mount Carmel College of Nursing podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Wild. Pleased to introduce Kat Zimmerly, bariatric nurse navigator. Kat, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
I am excited to hear about your career journey, which of course is linked to your personal journey. So starting at the beginning, what first sparked your interest in healthcare?
Good question. Funny enough, I can remember taking a field trip in the second grade to our local hospital. At the time, they stated there'd be a large shortage of nurses in the coming decades. And I can tell you in that moment, I can't even remember what I ate for dinner last night, but I can tell you in that moment, I remember to myself thinking, I am never going to do that job. I don't know why, but part of me feels like maybe we're just reliving our lives again in the background. And those little moments that we find funny later, they just peek through sometimes. But I do remember thinking that. But of course, you know, time changes things. I've always loved helping and serving others. But one memory really sticks out to me, and it was shortly probably after that trip. I had a friend in childhood who had childhood leukemia. And I was at her house and I managed to have some sort of incident or accident. And I needed a little bathroom procedure where her aunt, who was a nurse, actually, she had my head leaned over the sink trying to dig something out of my ear. Yeah, silly story, long story. But she, my friend, I remember her holding my hand the whole time. And she told me that whenever she was scared during her numerous treatments, it was always the act of the nurses holding her hand that made her feel safe. And that always stuck with me. Unfortunately, my friend went on to lose her cancer battle at a very young age. But becoming a nurse myself felt like, in a way, I was carrying her story forward. And since then, I've always looked for the opportunity to hold my patients' hands, whether they're enduring something hard, scary, or painful. It's important to me to show that type of human connection because it meant so much to me.
I think those childhood memories are really informative of who we become. But it's interesting that you said you thought you would never do that in that first memory you shared. So you pursued a degree in sociology. How did you come to nursing after you'd already earned a first degree?
To back up a little, I didn't think I was going to be a nurse even after that incident. I think that idea, you know, in my head persisted for quite a long time. Like, no, I wouldn't do that. I even spent some time in the hospital myself before my senior year of high school, and I thought the nurses were amazing. And so that was, I guess it kind of stuck in the back of my head a little bit at that point. But I went into my first undergraduate degree. Like you said, I ended up in sociology, but I really started through pursuing veterinary science at Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware, Ohio. And it was in my freshman year, and I realized very quickly that if I pursued veterinary science, I would have to take organic chemistry at Ohio Wesleyan. And let me tell you, that class had a very big reputation for being the hardest class at Ohio Wesleyan. And I don't know, maybe it was that or whatever it might have been. But I thought, you know what? I don't think this is my path. And, you know, that little voice inside my head that said, maybe nursing, it finally became really pronounced. But I was really invested at the time in my school at Ohio Wesleyan. I loved it. I was part of the distance track and field teams and cross country teams. So I really didn't want to leave. I just loved that experience. So I talked to my coach and he notified me that, hey, there's these programs out there for, you know, second degree nursing that are accelerated. They're a lot faster than a traditional 4-year degree. We'd love to keep you and, you know, have you maybe do that after. It might not have been the most financially responsible move I've ever made in my life, but that is pretty much where I went to. And really, I think it just solidified itself that I would switch my major from zoology to sociology. And I just did that, not because I was interested in nursing, but because I took a sociology class by chance and I really, really loved it. And as luck would have it, I think that that link between sociology and nursing is very strong.
Yeah. How does that sociology serve your nursing career?
The best part of nursing is the human connection, compassion and care across all boundaries of age, gender, race, and worldview. I'm grateful for my sociology studies for that reason, but even more practically, I'm grateful that Ohio Wesleyan afforded me the opportunity to meet so many people from such a diverse background. And it's not just from geography, a lot of international students, yes, but different races and religious backgrounds and worldviews and creeds. It's amazing. And it's something I didn't have before that. And that created a perfect representation, really, of the community that we all serve in healthcare. It is diverse, but central to all of those different viewpoints and backgrounds is empathy and our ability to care for our fellow human beings.
So sociology really prepared you to face some of the emotional aspects and the interpersonal aspects of nursing.
Absolutely.
Mount Carmel's second degree accelerated program is known for being fast-paced and rigorous.
Yes.
What were the most rewarding or the most challenging parts of that experience?
Yeah, it is a tough program. Completing a bachelor's of science nursing degree is in 13 months is ambitious, to say the least. I am grateful for the educational experience I had at Ohio Wesleyan because I think that experience first prepared me to be able to absorb a large amount of information in a short period of time. I think that's kind of what you need to have in your background to do that kind of a program. But when I think back on my experience, I think actually the hardest part, the most challenging part, actually didn't fall on us. I mean, it was hard for us. Don't get me wrong. It was very hard. One of the hardest things I've done. But honestly, I think the hardest part fell on the actual instructors, the professors. And I say that because only the best and the brightest really got into that program. I was actually initially waitlisted for that program, despite being, you know, a really good student myself. So because they were so selective, they created an environment where students really, they fought tooth and nail. I mean, really did. If we felt answers to a test question were incorrect, we would let them know. We would fight about it for 20, 30 minutes at a time. So they really needed to be able to support their own viewpoints in nursing. And even later on, you'll find NCLEX questions as a nurse. It's always choose the most correct answer or choose all that apply. So there's a lot of really good answers. No one true answer in every situation. But I think that that rapport back and forth between us and our professors actually helped us to learn. I've never been in a learning environment quite like it, but that was the most challenging, I'd say, for them. But for me, as far as what was the most rewarding, of course, it was the relationships made along the way. We were in the trenches together for that 13 months. We relied heavily on each other to make it through. And to this day, because of that, I have connections to all the city's healthcare systems. Nursing really is a tight-knit community.
So you built those academic muscles and those interpersonal and yes. team building skills.
Absolutely. And it's essential. Yep.
After graduating from the accelerated program, you launched your career within the Mount Carmel Health System. Can you share what those early days as a new RN were like?
Yeah, it's scary to start. I'll be honest. I remember hearing over and over again during nursing school that it takes 2 years to feel comfortable within the nursing profession. And I really think that's a fair assertion. And even when you've been a nurse for a really long time, there will still be instances that humble you. I think the sign of a good nurse is to know that you are a career-long learner and everyone's going to make mistakes. And if you're lucky, those mistakes won't harm someone, of course. The most important determinant of your nursing career is how you react to those mistakes overall. It's important to take what you learn and grow from them, of course. The day I think that you stop caring about whether or not you made a mistake is the day you really honestly should leave the profession. You're always going to be that learner. And I think the most important lesson I can impart to any new nurse is that you don't know what you don't know. And it's okay to not know as long as you're able to ask for help. And to that end, I think being a new nurse, it's all about the team around you. Most of what you learn is in your experience of being a nurse. And I was fortunate to start my nursing career with some of the best nurses, techs, and management I've ever had. And they certainly didn't believe in the nonsense of eating their young, as you sometimes hear with nursing. That really made all the difference for me.
And today you're a bariatric nurse navigator at Mount Carmel Grove City Hospital. For those who don't know, what does a nurse navigator do, particularly in the bariatric space?
So my role as nurse navigator is largely educational, not only for our patients, but also our surgical residents and our nursing staff. But I also make sure we're compliant with standards set forth by our governing body to make sure we're delivering the absolute best and safest care possible. I'm also in charge of creating and following and carrying out our quality improvement projects that we do annually to make our program better. We also hold committee and leadership meetings that make sure patients are supported. And we also follow up a lot postoperatively, myself and our bariatric dietitian. And we even host online support groups for them twice a month. So it's really a big community feel. And we want to make sure that they're supported because bariatric surgery certainly doesn't stop after surgery. It's a lifelong commitment.
Can you share a moment or patient experience that reaffirmed your calling to this specialty?
I've got a lot of those. I'm lucky and fortunate to have a lot. But whenever anyone asks me this, I always go back to the memory that let me know that if my particular position ever came available, that I would actually apply for it. So several years ago, I was working as a floor nurse on the bariatric unit, and I was chatting up one of my bariatric patients, and I love asking them what motivation they had for pursuing the surgery. And this particular patient stated, he basically just asked me, he said, "Hey, have you ever seen the movie The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy?" And of course, being a millennial, I mean, I know I've seen it several times. And he said, "All my life, I feel like I've been living inside of Sherman's body, but I've really been buddy love the whole time. And I just can't wait until my outside reflects the inside." And he was going to get a tattoo of buddy love. And I loved that story and I'll never forget it.
That leads me to this question, which you've sort of answered. Bariatric care, as we know, involves not only clinical knowledge, but what you've demonstrated, deep compassion, long-term support. What do you find most meaningful about working with patients through their weight loss journeys?
I think the best part about working with bariatric patients is they actually want the help. Bariatric surgery isn't just about losing weight. It really is about what you gain. No one ever comes to me ready to undergo surgery because they're unhappy with simply a number on the scale. They come because they want improved quality and quantity of life. And it's so rewarding to see them go on to achieve just that. I've had patients become marathon runners. They switch over to their dream career fields, or they even become first-time parents. And those are really big things. But then there are those who, just as importantly, they tell me they can cross their legs the right way for the first time, or they can ride a plane without using a belt extender, or ride a roller coaster, or see your point, they couldn't last year, you know, or they're off their meds, or whatever it might be. And those are all equally exciting. And I will sometimes have patients say, "You saved my life." And honestly, I never, ever feel worthy of that type of praise. I mean, I really give all the credit to those patients. I mean, they had to be brave enough and love themselves enough to pursue surgery. And every day after that surgery, they have to work to ensure that it's successful for them. Surgery is, it's not a magic bullet. It's a tool for better health. And if they don't use that tool that we give to them, they won't be successful long term. And I just love that I'm able to be a part of that journey for them.
Many prospective students consider accelerated nursing programs. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about taking that leap into a second career in nursing?
Well, nursing is a tough but wonderful profession. If you have a real passion for helping others, you really can't go wrong with nursing. There are really a lot of benefits. Not only is it rewarding for the fact that you can say that you spent your life's work helping others, that's huge, but also there's so many diverse roles under the nursing umbrella. So if you ever find yourself tired of one area, you can easily switch to another. And there's also a shortage of nurses. So there's always that job security and just endless opportunities for overtime. It's a great way to support yourself financially. I know I mentioned earlier, my path wasn't necessarily the most financially responsible when it comes to, you know, getting 2 degrees, but with a lot of hard work, I paid it off very, very quickly. So I'm doing quite well now.
It seems to be a little bit too about listening to something inside that is sort of guiding your path.
Absolutely. I mean, don't pursue a career in nursing if it's not something that you know that you're drawn in your heart to, you know, if you're not drawn in your heart to do it, you really shouldn't do it. That's what comes first.
It takes very special people that do become the great nurses. Kat, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your compassion and enthusiasm and for all this great information and all you do to help patients have the best possible bariatric care experience.
Absolutely. Thank you, Amanda.
That was bariatric nurse navigator Kat Zimmerle. For more information, visit mccn.edu. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Careers in Care, a Mount Carmel College of Nursing podcast.